You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
These guys are ridiculous. These guys are ridiculous.
Now, how about them damn Celtics?
And we are back with another episode of How About Them Celtics. Sam and I are here recording Tuesday, March 12th, after the Celtics 123-107 win over the Utah Jazz. Jason Tatum put up 38 points in what was didn't seem like a 38-point performance. Derek White was on fire, caught fire from three again, although he didn't shoot particularly well from inside the arc. He finished with 24-6-3. Luke Kornet had another big game, 12-9-6 for him. Holiday, 16-5-8. Peyton Pritchard with a solid game off the bench, and Xavier Tillman also played well, was in one of the better lineups at the end of the game. We were live on playback watching, and he played some great defense and ended with a solid stat line, too. Jazz stayed in it probably a little longer than you wanted them to. Part of it was, I suppose, slow Celtics offense. Part of it was they decided not to miss many threes. But overall, Celtics got the win by 16 points, and I suppose that's what matters.
Yeah, it was like a really balanced Celtics game today, aside from the Tatum outburst. But even then, his outburst didn't feel substantial, and it was good in almost the same way that Luke Kornet is always good, where you don't necessarily want to notice it. It's cool when Tatum has an outburst and he's putting up highlight plays, but the ability to have a quiet 38-point game is also important because it didn't feel like he had to dominate the ball. It could have something to do with me and Jack being on playback and talking about nonsense for a lot of the game. But also, the fact that it wasn't in your face, we're doing everything through Tatum, kind of nice. And it worked well. And they didn't have Jaylen. So yeah, they did a good job at balancing the rest of the roster and using them the best possible way. I'm very happy with the way that they won this game as a team. And you got good outings from a lot of guys. You mentioned, you know, down the list, Hauser, Kornet, Holiday, White, Pritchard, and even Tillman all had pretty good game. The Kornet heater continues.
Yeah.
Kornet's
got the jokes too.
Comments.
He was just on post game with Abby, and he was very clearly waiting. She did an interview with Derek White. He was very clearly waiting for her to start the interview, and then he interrupts and goes, "Oh, are you guys doing an interview? I haven't seen somebody kill the Jazz like Derek White did till Ryan Gosling in La La Land." And then he left. He's such a.
He's Grant, but people like him.
I love him. Luke Kornet. I'm slowly becoming the biggest Luke Kornet fan, but Bobby Manning already staked that claim, so I can't. But Kornet was awesome. Like I said, 12-9-6. Tatum was efficient too. I know you mentioned like it didn't feel like he completely dominated the game, but he had a nice like overall scoring night, which was good.
Derek White found the three ball. Does, low key.
Yeah, to some degree.
Like, you know, you don't feel him having to do everything.
Two assists, maybe not Jokic-like, but I agree with you what you're saying. RJ, who is a channel staple, was watching the game, was in the playback, and made a good point, too. Like, late in the game, they were running this lineup of Pritchard, Holiday, White, Hauser, Tillman. The ball was zipping around. The defense was locked in. That's really when the run started and where they started to separate themselves from Utah. So that group was really good, and it reflected in the plus-minus. Pritchard plus 14, Tillman plus 14, Derek White plus 15, Hauser plus 14. Holiday only ended up being a plus 7, but he was a part of that too. So credit them for that. 25 assists. It felt like they were passing the ball a bit more than they ended up doing. I think part of that was Tatum just kind of bully-balled his way through guys for a lot of the game, which was fun to see as well. It was just a good all-around win for the Celtics. Like we mentioned, the defense wasn't great. O'Shaper said didn't hit the three that our prize picks needed him to, but he had five rebounds, so he was huge on the glass for the Celtics in this one too. Hauser continues to shoot the ball pretty well. Tillman made a three in this one, which was good. Apparently one of the other three, it's
oh,
credit him for one
line robbed.
Apparently one was a two. So there's that. Who do you think was, not that it matters, like the whole, like, oh, who was the best on the floor, but this didn't really feel like a game where the Celtics had a definitive best player, despite the fact that Tatum had 38. Like, this is just kind of like everyone passed it around. Everyone was just kind of like doing their thing.
I thought White was super effective.
White was
good. You didn't feel the 8 of 17. You felt the 7 of 11. It was nice to see him find his three-point shot. He'd been kind of cold from three over the last, well, the road trip, I guess. And
yeah,
him getting his shot right is very important for this team's long-term success. He's a reliable option. He's been reliable all season. He had that weird rut where they weren't giving him the ball, slash he wasn't that involved in the offense. The same can be said for Hauser. It's nice to see him making threes again. He did take 11 today. My goodness.
He did. A lot of them were at the end of the game. I think a lot were in the fourth, but still.
But he's another one where it's like, yeah, you got to make your shots, buddy. That's why you're out there. Mm-hmm. I like seeing Tillman play well. That's like an added value thing from him. It's why they traded for him. He can actually put the ball in the basket and play defense. It's pretty sick.
Yeah. I will say, on a night where the Celtics were without their two top centers, they out-rebounded the Jazz, who have Walker Kessler on their team. Luke Kornet led the game in rebounding. Tillman was tied for second with Kessler. So it was impressive to see them bang down there. Kessler got his boards in for sure, but he only played 18 minutes in this one. Keontae George is the latest on Sam's rat list of guys who are just annoying as shit because he didn't miss many shots.
Yeah, I officially hate Keontae George, and I hate Will Hardy. Mm-hmm. Will Hardy fouling down by 14 in a game that many Celtics fans are up late watching.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's a tournament season or the fight for a playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into serious cash. Testing my skills on Prize Picks this season is the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with just a few taps. Prize Picks is really simple to play, and I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. Download the app today and use code CLNS for a first deposit match up to $100. Use the code CLNS for the first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
It's true. Unfortunate that he chose that path, the path to the dark side, rather than just letting
him. I despise Will Hardy. Celtics made the right choice letting him go to the Jazz. Bum.
Mm-hmm. Jrue Holiday with a sneaky 16 points. It didn't feel like he was getting there. He got there at the end, but like past that, the 8 assists, like it feels like Holiday's been dishing them out a lot more lately than he has in general. Or I suppose in the past. And it, obviously it helps that like a couple of the big players didn't play in Porzingis and Brown and Horford, but he had 6 against Phoenix. He only had 5 against Denver, but 5 in Cleveland game, 4 in the Golden State game, 7 against Dallas, 8 again tonight. Like it feels like he's sort of not, it's weird in the sense though, because he's not like bringing the ball up often. Like you don't usually see Jrue Holiday initiate the offense, but it just sort of finds him and then he makes the right read, right? Like it just feels like he's getting a lot of assists within the flow of the offense, which is super valuable.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of saw this when we did trivia with Bobby and we were like, which Celtics have linked up for the most assists? And Holiday was a great pick because he has been setting up the rest of the guys. It's just, like you said, not having to be the initiator. He's served as a connector, and having somebody that can be a primary initiator, be one of your connectors, super valuable. It rules.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Mazzulla recently talked about like the mental stability it takes to play Jrue Holiday's role in this team. He played the most minutes against the Jazz, 37-42. He only took 12 shots. Like to be on the court that long and not take that many shots, like you have to be really comfortable in your role. 5 rebounds, 8 assists, one block, 2 steals, only 1 turnover. The way he impacts the game on both ends is huge. So it's just, I've been really impressed with how he's been able to just mesh into this team so seamlessly. We mentioned him briefly, but like we didn't really get into it at all. Luke Kornet is just free points. If you run the pick and roll with Luke Kornet, you just get points. You get points or an open shot for somebody else. That is how it works. I'm going to write about it for Celtics blog, but Luke Kornet set screen defender, or excuse me, ball handler gets defender on their back. Luke Kornet goes to paint. Luke Kornet catches lob. Offense done, period. Like that's just how it works. Luke Kornet is free offense for the Celtics. So that's fun to watch. I contend they need to run it more. I was begging Tatum to roll off screens more often, and I think he should, as should Kristaps Porzingis and the rest of the Celtics. So it's fun to watch Kornet do that because he really spearheads it. Sam Hauser played some good defense in this game too. Credit to him, as did Tillman. I think this was a good game to watch guys do very niche things. Like Sam Hauser, like when I say niche, like it can be a little broad, but things that they aren't necessarily known for, like Sam Hauser's defense, Kornet, the niche thing is the pick and roll he does. Drew Holiday, like as a connector, Derek White obviously found his 3-point shot again. Xavier Tillman on defense. Like this was a nice game to get to watch, to see different players excel in different areas of the game. Excuse me, against the Jazz team that has been horrendous on defense lately, but also like an okay offensive team, which is kind of what you saw in this game when they decided not to miss many shots. I don't really know how much more there is to discuss for this game. So sorry if this is a shorter video. Sam's also battling the ever terrible internet tonight, so we're here cooking as best we can. But yeah, sorry, shorter video today. This was a pretty like not too much to break down game anyways. Like we talked about some of the niche things that went on, Tatum scoring, aggressiveness, etc. Sam's battling his internet though, so I think he's back, but it has been brutal for this recording session.
this is I'm fighting for my life. I'm sorry to Jack. I'm sorry to people that might care what I say, which probably not a lot of you, but still just awful. Sad performance from the internet today. I did ask a lot for it to do a whole playback, I guess. Verizon, don't sign up for their provided internet. Don't get internet through them. Don't use Linksys. These things are horrible. They don't work. Let me be an example. They don't work. Just dog shit internet performance. Now that we're done actually trying to record, it's not lagging. It's a cruel joke. And I despise my internet with a passion. It's too late for this. Too late. Mm-hmm. Far too late.
Do you want me to do the outro or do you want to attempt it?
We'll give it one try.
All right. Thank y'all for watching. Subscribe, like. I'm going to let Sam wrap it up and we'll see how this goes.
Thank you very much for watching. If Jack does the intro, you know that I slammed the fuck out of my desk. I'll tell you that. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel. Up. Your thing froze.
You
can see what kind of night it's been. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell. We're coming at you with daily stuff. I don't lag every single time. You can hit Spotify and Apple. Follow us there for the audio pods and game recaps. You can find us via email, hbtcpod@gmail.com. If you have something to say or Wi-Fi recommendations, send us an email. You can find us on socials at How About Them C's, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Facebook is just the name of the podcast. Any stream we do is there in YouTube and also on Twitter. Jack's Twitter's at JacksMoneyNBA. Mine's at SamLaFranceNBA. Would you look at that? Now that we're done trying to talk, no problem. There won't be a problem for another week, but just the 10 minutes that we wanted to talk about this game, it's like there was a international attack on my servers at my house. All right, that's it, bye.